Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I actually listened, watched the whole movie. Third time, Biggie. Oh, man.
You big into the musician biopics?
Yeah.
You going to see the Bruce Springsteen one? We got all the ads running for him right now.
Oh, I watch it all because they, to me, are the next closest thing to athletes.
Yeah.
In terms of, it's just that, the as you well know, the time invested in a song or a beat.
Well, the amount of practice to learn an instrument and all that stuff. Like,
it's amazing what they invest in, especially not our single artists. Single artists are just blessed. But a band, a group, has to coordinate. Somebody's got to be the lead. Somebody got to be the bass. Somebody got to be, we have to accept roles. And that's why the great bands, with the longevity involved in it, and the endurance and everything that's involved, how can you not be fascinated by that?
Preaching to the choir here, man.
It's like an orchestra. Same thing, I do that, but orchestra. Anything that's team related, not one per. The violinists love that.
Sure.
I ain't mad at you, but that's an individual. That's a golfer. They don't need anything but the instrument.
Well, if you're in the orchestra with the violin, you know.
No, but I mean the solo, but the standalone badass is a badass. I ain't mad.
Yeah.
But team sport, team thing, because I know how difficult it is to get people to accept roles for the better of the team. You know, why do we not set an edge? Where's our pursuit? Is somebody going under a block and getting stopped? There's certain fundamentals that I don't care what era you played in, that hasn't changed. To stop the run, you have to have great gap control. And you look at sometimes, and we're getting blown away. And so you know who I blame? I blame Ben Standick. Because he's there every damn day. He's the guy that's supposed to know everything. So, Standick, take responsibility, man. Where did you drop the ball?
Oh, my God. This is something that's been discussed with my relatives, teachers, and therapists for 30 years. So I don't know what to tell you on this one. A lot of data here, man. I don't know, Doc. You tell me.
Well, you have access to Sheehan, so you have even a higher percentage of succeeding. And this team right now is baffling to me because I don't expect them to be last year's team because they're not. They don't have last year's personnel. They're not. But I did think this version had a chance to be equally as exciting. But I had no idea that they would flunk the fundamentals of spacing, blocking, possession of the ball, leverage. We're getting beat at basic things. And that surprised me.
Yeah, I mean, it is notable that we're talking a lot about missed tackles and communication technique in the secondary,
technique,
things like that. You know, I leave it up to someone like you who went through training camps over the years, and obviously things have evolved over time. But, you know, I do always wonder, I think this was a question I even asked back at some point this summer, like when you don't – I get that these guys have all been tackling, for example, for their entire lives, right? You know, whatever grade they started playing football in. So there's all that built up rep equity, but still the reason you have camp and practices is to hone these things, to you know, to make sure that you're on your P's and Q's, but then you have these practices where that's not really allowed. You're not allowed to tackle, and then you barely play in the preseason game. So how do you kind of ensure that that's the case? And generally, you know, the answer is, well, again, we've been doing this our whole lives. You know, we work on it. Maybe we don't hit the other players, but we're hitting the tackling dummies or doing other drills. But, you know, then you get out there and you see what's going on. And obviously all the teams are restricted in various ways. And I don't think this was as much of an issue last year, but it is this year. So for whatever the reason, yeah, that's been causing problems. And, you know, for a team that has some good players on defense but doesn't necessarily have stars and doesn't have a ton of depth, you can't afford to make the mistakes that they're making. And, you know, that's what led to, you know, some of these, like, bigger plays that we're seeing, you know, whether it's the DeAndre Swift touchdown run down the sideline or some of the things that Bijan Robinson did in that Atlanta game. I mean, yeah, some of the fundamental stuff is definitely what's hurt them.
And that I didn't expect to hear. No one will ever convince me, and it's not their fault, but they had to cancel that Ravens little scrimmage or whatever they were going to do. It was going to be physical. Because if the Ravens are involved in it, somebody's going to get hit. And we going to hit back. Because these dudes, they're tough. They don't shy away from things. That canceling of that, I think, set it off. But at this point now, that's spilt milk. You've had enough time to adjust. That's what's disappointing. So what? You soft coming in. Harden up. And I'm not seeing enough players. So you tell me, I don't know if you've done this with your group, your new group that you've established now, but people are asking me why certain people don't play. And I said, that's coach's decision. But I know that the decisions emanate from practice. So have you seen anybody look that bad on defense in practice that they would not be worthy of getting game snaps?
Well, look, I mean, as you know, once we get past training camp, you know, our practice time to watch as media is pretty much limited to stretching and some individual drills. So we don't really get to see, you know, the fun stuff that would establish like what we may see on game days. But, you know, look, in general, I think you may have a different opinion on this. But, like, I think in general, I look at it like I totally get, like, next man up mentality or, hey, if somebody's not getting the job done, you know, you got to figure out somebody else. But I do think there's sort of levels to some of this. Like, so, for example, when they switched out the two guards on offense after week two, you know, relatively speaking, there's not a huge gap between Coleman, Allegretti, Wiley, and Chris Paul. So I'm not saying there's nothing, but at least it's all sort of relative. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, on defense, I just think that, like, just to use Marshon Lattimore as an example, because he's somebody that people keep talking about, you know, if you do think that, hey, he's making some wrong calls, he's getting, you know, he's not using proper technique, whatever it may be, okay, cool, I hear you, but tell me who's going to be the guy that's going to come in that has a similar upside and who's not going to, you know, whose fundamentals are so strong to make up for the talent gap. And an example. I'm not saying that's a situation or a discussion, but I feel like that's kind of, for me, where the defense is. They don't have a lot of depth. The one spot they did was on the defensive line, and now that's basically evaporated because of all the injuries at defensive end, and now we have Jerron Payne possibly not playing this week. So that's, I think, just, you know, part of the rub. I think by default, one thing that's probably going to happen this week is they're going to end up using more linebackers to help offset the lack of defensive ends, and that's going to mean more Jordan McGee, maybe even Kane Medrano, and both of those guys bring a speed element that this defense could use. Maybe they don't exactly, you know where they need to be at every step of the way, but they have that athleticism, that speed that can make up for some of the potential, you know, mental miscues as they're learning the rope. So, you know, that's something that may be different this week by default, but I just honestly think that's part of the issue is that you still don't have a ton of depth in these spots.
Yeah, Metal and I were talking about this, that if the guys who, like, they have a handful of top 100 picks that barely play more than I do, I just don't get it. To be specific, I didn't see that.
Well, yeah, no, in his case, he's definitely not getting the ball. I believe, Robbie Chosen in the first quarter of the last game, his first game had more receptions than Benson has had all year, and he's been out there every game. It is sort of curious as to why only Zach Ertz at the tight end spot seems to get passes thrown his way. I mean, even John Bates, who, yes, we've established is one of the league's better blockers, but, like, you know, it's not like we haven't seen him in the past, right, particularly with the previous staff. He'll be a guy that you can make plays with down the field. And obviously, you know, defenses are not exactly gearing up to cover him, so you would think he'd have some opportunities to get open. But for whatever reason, that's not what they're doing, even when they've been missing Terry McLaurin and Deebo Samuel and Noah Brown. So that's a good question in terms of, like, is that a Jaden Daniels? That's just not where his favorite throws tend to be. Is that Cliff Kingsbury, you know, just not emphasizing at all those guys? Or, you know, maybe even at times, hey, we need to keep that extra defender, the extra tight end in by the line. Zach Ertz is fine to go out, but we need to keep the extra guy there, whether that's to help Josh Connerly. If Ta'Cory Kroski merits the running back, maybe we need to have that extra tight end be in there to help him in pass protection. You know, they've obviously been limited. So it is an interesting debate and wonder, but yeah, I mean, it feels like we should maybe see an extra pass or two floated out to one of these other tight ends, not named Zach Ertz, at some point.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. My gut tells me, I don't think you have to play perfect if they, by some miracle, could win the game. But I do think we're going to have a hot hand. Somebody who's just flat out better than the opponent who is covering him. And that's where I think Terry makes a difference. Terry, we've seen him physically just beat a guy, and we score. It was almost like watching Zach and his boys scoring us. Zach's that good offensively throwing the ball. So is five. Now we're going to find out if eight can do it. We need one-on-one victories. Ertz has done a great job at that, but I need to score. And that's all Terry did last year, was catch and score. I need a big play element back to this team, and I need a running back that gets to run till his tongue comes out his mouth.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, again, there's been so many different aspects to this season, so many different chapters, and I think the last 2 weeks, the issue has been with already no Terry McLaurin and no Noah Brown, and then Deebo Samuel clearly more limited against the Bears than doesn't play last week at all. The defenses were basically just saying, hey, here's the deal, Washington. We're going to send 9-10 guys within like 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, and we're going to say to you, go ahead. If you want to throw the ball outside to Chris Moore and Robbie Chosen and Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane, go ahead. We'll take that risk, but we're not going to let, you know, the running game do what it wants. We're not going to let Jaden Daniels with his legs run, and we're going to, you know, maybe even clog up the middle of the field where Zach Ertz likes to roam around. So go ahead. Now, you can't do that when Terry McLaurin is back out there, whether he's rusty or not. His mere presence has made you have to, you know, cover him honestly. Same thing with, obviously, Deebo Samuel. So I think just having those guys on the field should change things a lot, get the running game, you know, have more opportunity to get back on track this week, spread the Kansas City defense out some. So, it can't be overstated how important it is, again, just to have them on the field, let alone as guys who can make plays for Mariota in the passing game or, you know, catch and run situations.
Mel, you seem like you're pretty Ben talks, and you just no objections, no, just you're just rolling with him. Huh? I never see you. You usually scrutinize guests and see your face frown up like a raisin, and then I'm going with Ben. You got him hypnotized. I mean, he just I go wow.
I mean, Chris is my guy. He helped me run a show or two back in a few months back. So you know he knows what's up.
Yeah, no, I love that. This new group, you got a following. Give us some more background on it, how people can get involved in what you're doing.
Yeah, no, my written work is over on Substack. You can go to Last Man Standing, my last name. So lastmanstandig.substack. com. And, you know, I'm running my own show and I've got more freedom to kind of go with it where I want, try to focus on obviously the game at hand, but also some of the bigger picture topics. And then my podcast, also called Last Man Standing, is still available wherever you do, do your podcasting. So yeah, make sure you take a look at both, subscribe, join, all those fun things. And yeah, it's a good time.
I love the entrepreneur who is betting on yourself. Love that. And it's all about content. Content is king. And man, it's so young in this season. Monday night, I'll never trade primetime. Because in the end, if this doesn't motivate you, Donna was joining me the other day on Burgundy and Gold today, Team 980. And she said, Rick, they were so pumped up today. So it was clear to her she hadn't witnessed that level. Now, some people get excited over that. It pisses me off. Because I'm thinking, wait a minute, hold Slim. Was your check the same that you've been picking up? Well, yeah, it was. So why weren't you locked in and on fire at our last stop? I don't know. That's scary. From a team that does... puts more effort into subliminal thoughts than anybody I've seen. And you telling me that you must have lost some people. Why didn't they buy in? What's the real disconnect? That's immediately how I think. Wait a minute. They've been treating you well all year. Did this group cut back on the meal plan? Nope, they didn't. They haven't cut back on anything.
Why? Well, I think the theme that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr. have talked about this week has been that they went through, you know, the plays, they went through the calls for the plays, particularly the ones where, you know, they're getting beat, where they're giving up, you know, these big chunk plays to try to figure out, like, is there a common theme? And what they seem to have landed on is simplifying some of the play calls, eliminating some of the layers within each of these calls to hopefully have the guys, you know, instead of having to overthink, like, wait, what is going on here, versus just, hey, here's my role, react, go. You would know better than me to what degree that seems simplistic or not, but that's what they're talking about. And even just like talking to some of the players, you know, like when they communicate with each other, you know, they can even admit, look, sometimes, you know, you've got 12 things on your mind and all of a sudden you're like, wait, what am I doing here? What's the responsibility? And then somebody else can say, hey, you know, look over here, you know, remember this play or this sequence, and you got to, you know, look for this, and just to help jar the memory or just, you know, remind them what they need to do. So that's where the communication in the moment comes into play, and that's where the communication from the staff to the players factors in as well, whether that's enough to get this thing turned around. I mean, I was – whenever there's talk of simplifying the playbook or calls in some way, I always think, well, that seems – you know, like something you might want to say when you're working with like high school kids or something, but obviously it's not, you know, you can make things, if it's not working, you got to change something. You can't just simply say, hey, my way works, the issue is you. So they are trying to figure out how to make this easier on their guys. I do think missing Will Harris has been an issue in this regard for the secondary. I think he was clearly a guy that was, you know, maybe their best communicator back there, got everybody in line. You know, Bobby Wagner typically does a great job with that coming from the linebacker spot. But, you know, when you have the injuries, when you have the oldest roster in the league, you know, the other teams know what they're doing, who to isolate, you know, you can get into some trouble. And obviously that's what's been happening in Washington.
Oh, I love this backpedaling. We'll see. Best of beauty of Monday night. Because you got a way out. You're playing the best. Oh, are they going to say, what's that caption on the Tuesday morning newspaper? Is it going to read, they were just better, or we turned the ball over again?
Well, I do think there's something here, right? I mean, look, they're 12.5-point underdogs. The Chiefs look like they're back to being, you know, the Super Bowl-level team that we've seen and all those things in Washington, even with McLaurin and Debo back. You know, no Jaden Daniels, no Armstrong. We'll see about Payne. But it can't just be, hey, they got smoked because, you know, if the Chiefs beat you because the Chiefs beat you, that's one thing. But they have looked, you know, relatively sloppy and mistake prone in different ways over the last, you know, 3 and 4 weeks.
Right.
They have got to clean that up. There's no moral victory, but if you go out there and play clean football and KC does better, fine. Then at least you can take that progress and move it to the next two games at home against two teams that you kind of have to beat in Seattle and Detroit. You win those games, even if you lose to the Chiefs, not only does it get you back on track, but it improves your conference record and you could feel, you know, you're still in the mix going forward. You lose those games and Kansas City, and we can start talking about 2026. But it all starts, I think, with, again, even if Mahomes does what he does, you have to be solid. Make him beat you, not just give it up. And I think, like, to your point, I think that's what's happened too many times in these losses.
Yeah, no disagreement on my part. So that's a beautiful thing. What did the smell, Mr. Smell Test, did he drop his prediction?
Oh, I don't know. I assume the answer is yes. I have not.
Okay.
I did not see what he did.
Yeah.
I don't think this game made his official smell test, so
yeah,
I don't know
right.
what he picked.
Yeah,
I would imagine he picked Kansas City. Yeah. In terms of the points, though, that I don't know.
Well, I'm going to text this guy a little bit later. I know he's at the club now, so I'll wait. And but he was on with Zabe. Did you hear it?
I heard Zabe was on the radio at some point here, right?
Yeah. Zabe was on, but he also had Coach. He had Coach Sheehan.
Hey, I mean, you know, Kevin knows his stuff.
No, that's power. That's power. Not everybody can get him on the show. That was big. Big move. Benjamin, love you, man. Appreciate you. And can't wait to see what happens. Wish I could watch it with you because there's nothing better. I just love seeing great teams, true winners. I'm not questioning anything about Kansas City. So we can really measure ourselves. Because this is how we get a thumbnail on this year's team. This, to me, is their coming out party. All BS aside, whoever you are, step up. Because if you don't fight, you know what's going to happen to you. You're going to get humiliated.
Yeah, and I would also just say from a bigger picture perspective, obviously Kansas City has been the best team in the league the last decade.
Yep.
But when you talk about building your culture, when you talk about wanting to be a sustained success year in, year out, you're not always going to win the Super Bowl or make it or whatever, mm-hmm. but you're always putting yourself in position that even when things are not going right,
exactly.
you just have a system in place, a mentality in place to get it done. Kansas City's offense was pretty terrible last year, and they still made the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, that's what this team is striving to do. We saw a lot of this good stuff last year. This year it's been a little bit off, but it is a measuring stick from that perspective as well, that what does this organization do? It's not – it's Mahomes, it's Reed, but it isn't just that. And so, you know, what do you do to become that? And I think that, to me, it's a bigger picture thing. It's not a Monday thing, but it is something to keep an eye on as well.
Can't wait for the post game. Appreciate you, brother. Got to run. That's Ben Standing, and Google him. I'm like Cignetti, the victorious coach of that powerhouse Indiana Hoosiers. Google him. We'll step aside 5:28 here in the nation's capital. And a beautiful Saturday here on 106.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life.
Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
1-800-636-1067. I'm going to get off schedule for a moment to see, did you get a chance to honor the baseball gods at all yesterday?
No.
Jays and Love You Blue. Okay, good.
No, I caught the highlights and stuff, but no, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, and any basketball highlight that bumped into your football-centric brain? Any puck action that jumped in front?
From last night, nothing crazy from last night really jumps out at me. I don't know. I'll be honest, I was watching horror movies and stuff.
I get it. No, that's okay. Hey,
it's Friday night, and we're almost there, and you know.
Yeah, it's been, that's why I love to win. Losing weeks just couldn't bite more. A week ago, we were riding that crest. You know, we had confidence.
And, well, I was pretty cranky after that Chicago loss.
Well, no. I mean, you win. You're absolutely correct. I got ahead of myself. That way, I felt so bad after that. And then the Dallas game, I'm not calling it Dallas week because that just sounds fake. There's a lot of unknowns as to where we're going to go with this team.
Yeah.
And, man, you lose your best defensive pressure. Your guy on the edge who was having the kind of year you thought he would. And that's why this is such a race of endurance, almost like NASCAR, that it's
like a battle of attrition.
You got to go, man. And you just got to see who's left.
Yeah, it's like a battle of attrition sometimes, you know.
And that's why playing different people, I'm never afraid of that in the beginning of the season, first half of the season. I almost want to encourage it. I don't want to see that after October.
Yeah.
November. I don't want to be shot. I want to get people time because everybody goes through this process, you know, a different way. Some people it bothers, some people it doesn't. You know, everybody's story is unique to itself. But what do you do when you get a team that tells you how good they are and then they don't play well? They started this with their open policy of praise. You know? Even the company that sells the motivational posters expects the shop to be clean when people walk in. Because these people are supposed to know more.
Yep.
Because they talk that talk. They teach it. They believe it. But what happens when it doesn't work? And I see, my boy, Big Pain.
A lot of fingers start getting pointed is what happens.
But, you know, we got to get solutions. Some people have to point a finger to get a solution. And then I look at Big Pain. I thought he played his butt off. And that's the kind of guy I wanted to see play. And by no fault of his own. People don't want to be hurt. They don't plan on being hurt, nicked. That's why there's nothing more important in camp than developing depth. You almost have to play the game to yourself. What if this guy goes down? What if that guy? What do we do? Are you trying to tell me that they didn't do that? I'm sure they did it. What about if we have to pull 54 out? And he's got to cover a back. What about, come on, man. You don't need to be an analytic freak to know that. That's just called practice procedure. You got a band. You're going to make sure a guy can play he's got to play a solo. You're not going to test him on the night of the event. Are you? No, you're going to have to call. It's called rehearsal. So you're telling me that the guy that's out there getting beat like a bongo drum by every back we've seen, he's winning in practice? So does he just lose in the game? Because if you're telling me you're doing your job properly, that means you witnessed him losing in practice, right? Dude, correct me if I'm wrong. You can't tell me that a guy is stopping somebody in practice, then the game comes up and he can't stop air. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of the whole truth, nothing but the truth of the God. All sense. So the guy that backs him up, he must scare the hell out of you. Because what are you saying about him? He can't possibly be worse than the guy you got starting. And if he is, who picked him? Is that guy still on payroll? Well, then you hear the story, oh, you can pick somebody, you can change how they are. Really? When do you start? It's one or the other, right?
Yeah.
And I love them. I'm hoping for them like you know what. But come on, Slim, these eyes don't lie. And some of you, just keep being you. I know you don't know. You know I know you don't know. It's okay. Keep trying hard. But the fact is that somebody needs to be brought into the office and asked and questioned. No way in the hell I could be a hands-off owner. It would never happen. How am I not going to go in there and say, excuse me, I know this is not necessarily my category, but can you tell me why we look so bad on third down? What's so funny? Don't you think?
I wish I had a good answer.
Well, somebody's got, you don't think the question's being asked?
Sure, somebody is.
Dude, I'm not, it's not a bit. I'm not trying to get applause. I hate to have to do this. But in this cotton candy ass environment we are around, I don't hear what I want to hear. And if I was out there, I'd ask myself, what am I missing? You work hard. No, you're not afraid to practice. So you're telling me the guy who's getting beat like a bongo drum actually covers somebody in practice. Is that what you're telling me? Because he's a gamer. Don't tell me the game changes him because he's a Hall of Fame talent. So I know he's not scurred. So what you're telling me is that you're allowing this to happen in practice, so you damn well know it's going to happen in the game as well. So what, are you sabotaging your own success? Somebody please help me out. It's either or the other. Right? Oh, no, you're saying he's covering people in practice. Well, then okay, then all bets are off.
I mean, I think we know by some of their defensive schemes that they're worried about. I assume you're talking about Lattimore here.
No. I'm talking about anybody that fits the bill. If somebody's being beaten consistently, there's got to be a problem, and we've got to solve it.
I mean, you can see by the blitz packages they're running that they don't trust the corners to be able to cover even on blitzes. So
corner looked pretty close to me, and they don't have no pressure. I'm a Lattimore guy. You're never going to talk him out off my
deal. I like him, too. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, he's been getting a lot of heat this season. But
when Dakota is throwing, he was dropping dimes in that front left pocket. He was dropping in that lapel pocket. The ball, he'd have to be perfect to stop it. But my question is that, are we actually covering people in practice? Do we get stops in practice? Somebody please tell me this makes sense. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
For those of you that just joined us, heavy metal watched a horror movie with his daughters last night, and it scared the hell out of him. He hadn't quite been himself today. And that's okay. Hey, man.
I love horror movies. Hold on now, just so you know.
What's the scariest thing you've ever seen?
Like, scariest movie?
Scariest movie.
I mean, so the movies that scared me the most, it's like when you were a kid, that's when they really scared you the most, you know?
Oh, you haven't been frightened as an adult.
I'm not the same way. Not the same way when you still think some of those things are real, you know? Like, when I saw the first Alien movie, though, that scared the hell out of me as a kid.
Alien's so good.
Like, I mean, they're great movies.
Yeah.
But, like, that scared the hell out of me as a kid. Just, and not just the way the aliens looked and stuff and the thing that pops out of the guy's stomach or whatever. But,
yeah.
But just, like, the whole, the isolation of it all. They're out in the middle of space and there's no one on their ship but them. No one's going to save them but them. Just the... You know, it's just so, just felt so helpless and in the middle of nowhere and everything. I don't know. That one used to really freak me out as a kid.
Yeah, they're worthy. I get it why it's popular. I just don't choose to indulge, but I appreciate them. They're really, really, really good.
I love a lot of the old classics, like the old Universal films from the 30s, you know, Bela Lugosi, Dracula.
Godzilla.
And Boris Karloff.
That was my dude.
Yeah, man.
Boris Karloff.
The Mummy and Frankenstein. I love
them
both,
was hot.
Man.
Yeah, that was good.
I love a lot of old Hitchcock films, man.
Alfred.
Obviously, The Birds, everyone knows, in Psycho. But yeah, Vertigo also. If you haven't seen Vertigo, check it out. That's a great Hitchcock film.
It's excellent. But these young people today, man, they don't have the patience for that.
If it's black and white, they're probably not going to watch anything like that. So.
Yeah.
But, you know, I even like the old silent films, some of those, man. Nosferatu and The Cabinets of Dr. Cagliari and a bunch of those old silent films, man. They're just creepy.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. 1-800-636-1067 is our number. It is...
I got a question for you, Doc.
Oh, yeah, go right
Not ahead. Halloween related, though.
Okay, good. You want to talk ball?
Yeah, I do. So this is something that always comes up around the Chiefs specifically, and now this is our week to play the Chiefs, so, you know. But, you know, and I know kind of your stance on some of this, but there's a lot of people that believe, at least online, that the Chiefs get all the calls. The referees are basically all Chiefs fans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're the old school type that is like, you know, if you play well enough, it doesn't really matter what the referees do because you've beat them. You know, the one bad call is not going to change the outcome.
Not necessarily. We've shown. Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
There's been a lot of, you know, now we all have instant replay on our phones and all these different things, and you can watch these plays, you know, for days after they happen and stuff. And, like, so, you know, it does seem like sometimes Chiefs are getting – you know, a ball might count as a catch that nobody else is getting called as a catch, or, you know, something that might have been a turnover.
Or they might just make more unusual catches than most people do.
Yeah.
Because they're just better.
It could be, but it also is like, you know, are refs not looking at the play the same way when the Chiefs play? It's like the old Jordan rule, you know,
You expect a guy in that uniform to make a play. You expect the guy in the Bears uniform to drop it.
Sure, but it's like the old Jordan rule where it's like, you know, Michael Jordan played how many games in the NBA and he never fouled out once. Not once. And it's not that he probably never had a game where he had enough fouls. It's just he didn't get fouls called on.
You don't make money with the GOAT in the shower.
There you go. I get it. So do you think that could be a factor in some of this?
I know it can't be. How we started the show off with this.
I'm just saying, you think this could be a factor, like, say, in the fourth quarter, Mariota's got the ball, and, you know, like, it's a one- or two-score game or something.
We're human. Yeah. We expect the guy in that uniform with the red and white to be doing it the right way. And you, who are against him, good luck next week. Whether we admit it or not, that's what you would think. That's why we got to go in there as the visitor and ravage the place. You can't take a play off. We got to be clear. See, we're hoping Andy's a little bit too smart for this, but it's human nature to look at us and say they're just not ready yet. We got this. That's what you're hoping for. And you're hoping for our people with all the slogans and all the poster boards and T-shirts to where they go out and prove it wasn't just lip service.
Yeah.
They should be humiliated having lost to the Bears and the Cowboys. So, and if you're not humiliated, then you wouldn't be on my team long. Because I expect you, if you go and lose to these guys, or you lose somebody that's really good, but bums, or a team with half a team, Cowboys got half a team. Their offense is serious. They ain't playing. But the Bears, really? You got to be kidding me.
Yeah,
and it was close with three turnovers.
So, yeah.
So, and if you got a problem with that, then so be it. Live with yourself. But a champion would have never let that happen. Got to get your stuff together and make sure everybody's on the same page. I'm not convinced that's the truth, that they're all on the same page. We had too many questions going around. Why are we asking about the distribution of the ball to the running backs? What are we doing even involved in it? Some of it's clear as day.
Yeah.
What is it about you? Or you got it? You're like some kind of, God, it's irritating. That's why I don't like to care. It's painful to care. When you invest personal capital into this thing, that's the emotions. So anybody that, you know, especially if you wore not their uniform, but a uniform that is associated with them, these are the tough moments. I hate it whenever we lose, if I don't think we had to lose. Sometimes the other guy's just better. Just better. Green Bay that night in the opener, I thought they were just better. I did not like the scheme. You know, but who am I? I didn't like the scheme. They don't give a damn what I like. I don't think they like the scheme either now, after further review. You know, but it's okay. Because I'm pulling for them. I'm not against them. I'm for them. But football first. If you stick to that, football first, then it's never personal. You want to see the game played at the highest level so we can all appreciate the game and have something we're proud of. Getting your ass kicked week after week, there's nothing to be proud about that. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pause.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.